Today is Friday, the 27th of December, the feast of St. John the Evangelist. Tenebrae, directed by Nigel Short, sing Joyful Light from Rachmaninoff's Vespers. Joyful light of the holy glory of the Immortal One. As I look around me now, can I sense that light, that holy presence here, and invite God's joyful light into my life? Today's reading is from the first letter of John.
We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things, so that our joy may be complete.
We declare to you what we have seen and heard. What things have you seen and heard in these last few weeks as you have followed in prayer the story of the Incarnation, the birth of Jesus, this turning point in salvation history? Is there anything that has become clearer or more tangible for you, so that you have a sense of having seen it with your own eyes or touched it with your own hands? Do you share any of John's enthusiasm to declare and to testify about what you have seen and heard? Many of us, probably most of us, don't, do we? We're at least a bit reluctant, maybe too embarrassed to do anything like testifying. But without Bible bashing or shoving it down anyone's throat, is there anything, anything at all that I've learned or experienced in the past few weeks that I could tell even to just one person that might be a word of life for them? As you hear these words from St. John again, notice the sense of joy in them, how he finds joy in the very act of sharing with others the word of life.
We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things, so that our joy may be complete.
You might want to speak to God now about whether there is anything you've learnt, anything you've seen or heard, that might be a word of life you could share with someone else. What that thing might be, who that person might be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.